Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Some breaking news. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says she is self-isolating for the rest of the week because she's had contact with someone who has COVID-19. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore with the details.
In a written statement, Tony Preckwinkle says a member of the police detail that guards her has tested positive for the coronavirus. The officer was last at the Cook County building and in a county vehicle on March 27th. The board president says that while she has no signs or symptoms of COVID-19, in an abundance of caution and following public health guidance, she will self-isolate until this Friday. She says the affected areas of her fifth-floor office complex have already been cleaned, and so has the vehicle. She says her thoughts and prayers are with her colleague and their entire family right now. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Yesterday's summer-like weather brought an end to Chicago's streak of lower crime numbers, and a young child is among the shooting victims.
It was the most violent day of the year, with nearly two dozen shot, seven killed. And it came as the weather brought more people outside. The violence was for the most part on the south and west sides of the city. A five-year-old girl is among the wounded, shot along with three adults when someone opened fire as they sat on a south side porch. She was shot in the foot. One man was killed in that incident. The tally of the dead includes a man who police say was pushed into the path of a red line train in the loop. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Chicago firefighter has died of COVID-19.
The Chicago Fire Department says 49-year-old Mario Araujo was a proud member of Truck 25 in the Rogers Park neighborhood. He had joined the CFD 16 and a half years ago. Fire Department Commissioner Richard Ford says, quote, "The tragic loss underscores the seriousness that we face as a city and a nation." He says CFD members put themselves in harm's way without hesitation to help others. Araujo had also worked part-time with the Rosemont Public Safety Department. Public Safety Superintendent Donald Stevens III says the department is praying for Mario's loved ones. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
While Governor Pritzker says Illinois hospitals still have enough capacity to handle COVID-19 cases, that capacity is falling as the number of cases continues to rise. Pritzker says preparations are underway to move equipment, personnel, and patients, if necessary, to maximize treatment options.
Since the earliest days of our COVID-19 response, my administration has worked with our state's network of more than 200 hospitals to increase capacity in our existing health systems. We now have nearly 28,000 total beds, approximately 2,700 of which are ICU beds.
The state reported 73 additional coronavirus-related deaths yesterday, bringing the total to 380. Walgreens says it plans to use Abbott Laboratories' new fast-response COVID-19 test to expand drive-through testing for the virus in seven states, including Illinois. The Deerfield-based company says it hopes to test up to 3,000 people a day at five sites and expects to begin later this week. The company says specific sites have not yet been determined. In addition to Illinois, test sites located in in Arizona, Florida, Kentucky, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Texas. A second civilian employee of the Elgin Police Department has tested positive for COVID-19. The employee's last day of work was on March 18th. A statement from the department says the employees have been informed any employee who begins to feel sick should stay home. Authorities in Merrillville say a man who died in a fire in an RV parked outside his home over the weekend was self-isolating after recently traveling during the COVID-19 outbreak. The Times of Northwest Indiana says it's not known whether 37-year-old Jason Morris had symptoms of the virus or was self-quarantining just as a precaution. Investigators say foul play is not suspected in the fire. Chicago police are looking for three people involved in the death of a man who was pushed into the path of a CTA Red Line train yesterday afternoon. It happened at the Jackson station. Fire department spokesman Juan Hernandez tells WBBM.
Fire department received a call for a person hit by a train at 230 South State. There was a red line. Upon our arrival, our fire companies and EMS companies found an approximately 40-year-old male who was in fact hit by a train, and we declared him a DOA.
The incident forced the CTA to reroute red line trains between the Fullerton and Cermak Chinatown stops.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.